All right, welcome. Welcome to the North Salt Lake Parks and Arts Advisory Board meeting for Wednesday, April 30th, 2019. We will start with administrative updates. We have a new board appointment, Brian Freeman. Would you introduce yourself and tell us how you found us and what you do?
Yeah, so I am Brian Freeman, as mentioned. I'm originally from Logan, Utah, and moved down here and kind of been around. When I lived in Logan, I got my degree from Utah State University in Parks and Recreation. And so I obviously love what we're doing here. Throughout that time, I did an internship in Parks and Recreation, and then served with other cities that I've lived in as I've kind of gone here. And so I am kind of neighbors to Ryan Mumford here. And so I reached out to Ryan and just asked if there's anything that I could do to help my city and if there's any service opportunities or whatever that may be. And then he approached me with this idea and said that James really needed an appointee for this board. And so I said, well, yeah, I'm in. So I had a good appointment with James and then was appointed a couple weeks ago. And here we are.
Okay. So what do you do for your job now?
I am a product manager. So I design and source new products. Right now I do girls' hair accessories.
Oh, very cool.
We sell Walmart, Target, Ulta, Sally Beauty Supply, things like that. And so I'm the guy that goes to China and finds the factories to make them, designs new products, cool. Industrial design, stuff like that.
Yeah. Very interesting. So, yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, pleasure.
And then Brian is going to be chair of our Halloween 3K, along with your wife, I understand, right? Mm-hmm. So we will have that as well. And the expert level and experience level of our committee is really, really increasing. We have Rachel, who is a graphic designer by trade, helping with that. Manuel, who's not here yet, is a digital marketer. Naomi is in tourism. We really have a really fantastic group. And Kristen and I, we're just here to participate.
35 years in nonprofit, so I guess.
Yes, we've got all of it.
This
is really great. We're really glad to have you. Thank you. Have you been appointed at a city council meeting?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so that fills our board, right?
Awesome.
We're full. Yeah. Fantastic. Marketing plan review. The only thing I wanted to talk about in marketing plan review is about the Kite Festival. So there's a Facebook event that was created. The city shared it. Are you planning on doing an ad campaign at all?
I was not. I totally can.
Let's ask that question to the group. Okay. For our events, we have opted this year to not do print advertising, to utilize the newsletter. That's our print advertising. And then the city website, city Facebook page. Do we think an ad campaign is of value there? Do we want to add that?
I really like the new signs.
Yeah.
Those are
super
one
cool.
One is gone. The one in Foxborough is gone by the firehouse.
Somebody in Foxborough complained.
Really?
Because they didn't like it?
You moved it. It was last site.
Oh.
Oh. Really?
So where is it now?
They just moved it down the street.
Okay.
I didn't see it down the street, but.
I passed the one right there on 89. Down
small
by the,
there, it seems too small.
It's small. It's hard to read when you're driving past it.
Yeah,
I like
think
the one
that
by
too.
Stericycle. I see that one.
We didn't want to waste them, so what we talked about doing is like make them bigger. But right now, so they don't go to waste. Utilize.
Oh yeah.
Utilize.
Well, so every day I drive by, I just look at the next line, make sure I can see what's on it.
That's.
Hey, you know, I drove by and I'm like, oh, that's all the events for North Salt Lake. That was awesome. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah. How many signs do you have up?
I think there's 8.
The one in Foxborough was moved. It moved past the church on that roundabout.
Yeah, it's down.
Is it in the roundabout?
It's like on the it's kind of like the opposite side of the roundabout. So anyone going into it would see it. It's like kind of like.
The problem is the way they were set, they wanted us to do it in a, like a V shape, so both sides of traffic. But they're still kind of small. But like especially like
kind of.
Highway 89, there's no way going 45 you'd ever see the other side.
It's hard to see.
But so we talked about like the higher. Higher speeds, putting the big 4x8 ones and then the smaller.
Another way to address that is to limit how many items are on the sign.
Right.
So if there's only like, we redo a sign after every 4 items and then it's a new sign. It's just an idea. Okay, Manuel, we're just talking quickly about marketing and I want to open a question to you. We're talking about Kite Festival and Facebook marketing and if doing a paid ad campaign.
Yeah.
Is
I think now is the perfect time to do that.
Awesome.
Are you still?
I can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's connect on that.
Sir,
this week
that.
And then
okay.
Make sure that gets set up.
Yep.
So where would those paid ad campaigns go? Where would you put them? Like in the Clipper or?
No, so it's on
it
Facebook.
It just pops
so
up on your Facebook.
Oh, just on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Facebook.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do much physical.
You have to pay for those.
Yeah.
Are they very expensive?
No. I think last time we put like
expensive.
$20.
Not comparatively, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like $20 is all we've ever spent before, but
yeah.
You can spend more than that if you want to do that.
$500.
Well, not that much more.
Yeah,
budget-wise, we're
okay.
We're doing fine this year because we have decreased our overall event load, so we are in a good position to test out some additional expenses and make changes that way. Okay. Do you have anything you want to say about marketing plan?
No, I think that
Okay.
I was going to follow up on that also. I saw that some posts did go up already,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was great.
Yeah, the event went up.
Yeah.
So we just need to do that.
All right. Let's do some event updates. Kite Festival, tell us where you're at and what you need from us.
I'm not really sure, really. I have thoughts written down here that we can share with everyone.
Oh, I was
and then you can give me
your
2 cents to see. No, that's okay. I can do that at the end.
Bet.
So we have the formal event. The top part is my rough agenda about how things are going to go. And will you give us an update on the corral? Like, will they be able to?
Well, they postponed it until the end of August because our conductor, bless you, broke his wrist and hurt his leg and had surgery on both.
Jesus.
So we have not even been rehearsing for the last month.
Okay.
So we canceled the concerts.
So no,
we canceled.
So we're now on that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That was so fun last time.
Yeah,
that
was
so fun.
I was thinking about that on the way. I thought maybe those of us who'd been there could come and do it.
Was
it
win
it? Yeah, I'm like, Brett probably wouldn't like that. Probably need to practice.
Especially when his name's attached to that. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say just
yes.
In the absence of that group, rather than fill that space, I would split out a buffer between all of these different performers.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll need time to come on and off of the stage.
Okay.
And I found that last year when we did this, that they performed for 15 minutes, but then it still took like almost 15 minutes for the next group to get ready to go. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Having a little bit of space in between.
So I don't need to have it all back to back to back to back.
I think it's okay. You might feel pressure if you do that to get behind schedule, but
okay.
What I don't want you to feel is pressure to fill that empty spot now that
okay.
It's clear.
That takes off my
even
second check down here. Perfect. Because I thought, I can maybe see if this live band could do a cover of Let's Go Fly a Kite at the beginning to just kind of kick it off. But
that's a
awesome.
Great idea.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know like what they're...
Will they be there the whole time?
High school kids that were in Battle of the Bands and everyone loved them. And
fun.
They're free. So.
That's the singer's company.
No, I think that's
Color
Negative.
Color Negative, yeah.
That's fun.
So, yes, so that's my, this is what I've got. The singing, dancing group, and then the martial arts. And Bobber the Clown has a 20-minute balloon magic show that he does.
Okay.
So he will do that, but then he'll also be walking around when he's not, so before and after his
Feature,
yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So then, just a couple questions. Do we have like a check-in table that people go and get a kite and some markers?
Loosely. So
okay.
The way that it has happened before is people come under the pavilion, and we do have kind of like a main point where they come and get a kite.
Okay.
And then the markers and the tables are set up that they can then take the kite and go anywhere on the tables
okay.
to decorate. And the youth council is planning on coming, and they usually run that part. So you don't need to worry about that, and I will be there to give them instructions,
okay.
And I will bring the kites, and that part's all taken care of.
Awesome. Thank you.
I do want to talk to you about the performers, though. So
yes
on the stage?
Yes, on the stage.
Okay,
yes,
so
I confirmed that.
I checked with the dancers, and the 16 by 24 is an adequate size for them.
Okay.
So that, I think, is the size that you should go for. And
okay.
Then the company is expecting you to contact them again to verify and confirm.
Okay.
We save $200 by setting up the stage on our own. I'm not sure that's an expense we're wanting to save by having staff available to set up the stage. What do you think about that? Do you have staff available?
We could make people available, but for $200, it's probably just worth them.
That's what I thought.
Taking it up and taking it down.
So
yeah.
Tell them we want them to.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's worth the cost.
Okay.
TJ, he'll screw something up and some kids. I'll
Okay.
And the kind of stage that they're bringing is something that potentially this committee could choose to purchase for the long term. It would be, it was a large expense, but it's something that if we're, it's going to be about $1,000 to rent it. So if we're
right,
doing that,
do it consistently.
I don't remember.
Oasis Stage Works.
And it's their deck.
Just off of Rio Grande Drive in Salt Lake.
I don't remember what they're made out of, but they're, he said, super easy to assemble. But each deck, he said, costs about, or weighs about 150 pounds. They're big. It's just raised off the ground. There's no backdrop.
Okay.
Okay, so I will confirm that size with the martial arts group as well.
Oh.
I needed to.
You know what? This, I'm sorry. I was expecting that we were going to do legacy dancers.
Uh-huh.
We've done them before.
Yeah.
That's the dancing group I checked with. They're not even on here.
Oh.
So, I didn't, I mean, the Kayla's group, I'm not worried about that because they're singing. It was the dancers that I was concerned about because they're flipping.
Is Legacy coming or not?
They're planning on it, yes.
Okay, who do I,
maybe we just, okay, so that is Monique.
Okay.
And then her contact will be in the documents from last year.
If you have her fill that 10:05 slot,
that's what I think we should do.
It's going to bring a ton of people right at the start, which is awesome. That's exactly what we want.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. Ask her to do that
on here. So will you send that
10 o'clock?
After?
Yep. I can send that. Yes. Ask her to fill the 10 o'clock time.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ooh, okay.
I'm glad I looked at that carefully. And then you confirmed with Gian's. They're for sure.
I will. Yes. Uh-huh. I have talked to them and they were.
And Kayla Thompson was okay about the time.
Yes.
The 25-minute time window. That's pretty generous for like what we're. Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay,
I think this is going to be really great. If we run over and the band, Color Negative, is okay with going on later than what they had planned, there's no problem with running over.
Okay.
So if that needs to happen, that's okay.
Because the soccer games don't start until 1, but we have to have
They don't start until 1, but it is not going to be a conflict either. The soccer games are far enough away from what we're doing that they could be running at the same time with no problem.
Okay. And then the tablecloths. Did you purchase like a big roll of the plastic tablecloth or do I just need to go and buy
just like dollar store ones
dollar store
and then
ones.
We end up taping them underneath?
Okay. And then the snacks and water bottles I noticed was on this one from last year. But I didn't know if we needed those with the food trucks gonna be there.
Yeah, I think you could scrap that.
Okay.
I don't think we need to do
for,
that.
For on the tablecloth issue, there was a year that they had like hard signs
yes,
down.
We still
do we still have all those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we'll have those. I'll
awesome.
Bring those.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's hard to color.
Yeah.
On the because they're the you know they're the weavy mm-hmm. tables,
yeah.
So you're trying to color your thing
and
it doesn't work and they
kite.
Poke holes in your
yeah.
kite, and so they had solved that problem a few years ago. I'm glad we still have them.
Yeah.
I thought since we lost the Dickies connection, we didn't have them.
They've
anymore.
Just been in the basement.
Oh, so awesome. Good. Thank you for saving those.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone have a canopy that the face painter could sit under? It's like one of those
question.
With the white or black.
I have a pop-up one. I think it's white even. It might be black.
Well,
but either way, does that matter?
No.
Like come and bring and set
she
it
just
up?
Needed to sit under a canopy so that the paint didn't dry before she's done.
I'll bring it for sure.
Okay.
Does she want to just set up under the main pavilion, like on the side?
Oh,
because
is there room for her under there?
Correct me if I'm wrong, we usually use like two sets of those main tables in like in the front area and then
we've usually set up we've set up on all of the tables but we don't use the whole table and that's
table.
Mostly because we don't have enough of those boards to cover the whole table.
So if she was painting on the side there in the shade, that's just an option. But if it was a separate like
I think separate
canopy,
would probably
be
better.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm bringing
like with
it.
A line and all these kids.
Yeah, because
I'm
afraid of like the backup that will create in, under there.
Okay.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Does she have like chairs or a card table
yes.
or
she's
she going to
bring
else?
Everything else. She just said that she needed a canopy.
Okay. I've got one.
So you will bring that. Perfect. An MC? Is that, does that fall? Yes.
Or you.
No. I
Either
was
one.
Hoping, I put it on my list because I was hoping somebody else.
You would be fantastic though.
I would not.
Okay.
I mean, I can do it, but I'm also...
I wouldn't enjoy it as much as everyone else.
You're welcome to. Any of us.
Yeah.
I didn't,
anyone.
Yeah. Well, does anyone want to volunteer?
I mean, well, what the way it's kind of gone is
Whoever's in charge of the event does the...
Yeah, but then we just go to the microphone and say, like, this is what we're saying right now. And so if it ends up being you at one spot and then Ryan comes in and does another spot and maybe Manuel's standing there and announces something else, that's fine.
Okay.
If you want to have a more formal script of this is how what we're going to say and when we're going to say it, you're welcome to do that.
Okay.
But
okay.
That's, we haven't done that in the past.
All right.
Sometimes the mayor, if the mayor's there.
The mayor's there, he likes
him.
To say something.
Perfect. Yeah.
Because he usually announces
this.
Something at like the Halloween 3K.
Oh, okay.
And stuff, because he always comes to that one.
He's usually
at this one, too.
Yeah, every year that I've gone, he's been there.
Okay. All right, I'll just plan on starting it off then, and then we can go from there.
I would do that if I, that would be my recommendation.
Okay.
Although it is nice for the mayor to say something and act as the MC, it's harder for him to do all the kinds of announcements you might want to do. So let him say something and then say, now here's what we're doing. And
okay.
Because you'll have that information. Or you can pass it on to Ryan or whomever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the band planning on doing their own sound? Or are they planning on using...
I'm still waiting to hear back from them on that. I'm hoping, yes. Do we have stuff if they don't? Or do I need
to
look
into... Well, we have a PA, but I just think...
But it's not amazing for a band.
I don't know what kind of band you're going to like be asking for, like, kick mics and...
I don't think
they're
so. They're just a high school band.
So they're just happy to be playing.
Correct.
They're just happy
so.
To be playing. They're playing for free, so it's going to be great.
Are they local?
Yeah. They're from, yeah.
What high school?
Woods Cross.
I love
Cross.
That.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Okay. And the setting up the kite tables.
I will do that.
Okay. That coincides with the youth council.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And then the kids supplies.
That's what the youth council
also,
does as well.
And then clean up just everybody, right?
Yeah, the youth council's really good about that. So
awesome.
They'll stay for the whole event, and they're good at, like, helping with the cleanup. Just give them clear delegation. They'll stand around not really knowing what to do.
Sure.
So if you see, they will wear their shirts. So if you see anyone in their youth council shirt, just put them to work.
Okay.
And they're really good about that.
Okay.
I was just thinking about the MC.
Yeah.
Do you want me to, do you have the mayor's phone number?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if you want to just reach out to him and just ask if he'd want to say a few words. He always likes to, but he likes to be asked beforehand.
Oh, okay, sure.
So he's always good on the spot, too.
But. But who doesn't like a few minutes for that? Okay. Perfect. Does anyone else have anything that I am missing that I'm not aware of?
So what do you want from all of us as far as being there to help or, you know, volunteer? Or?
Just kind of, I...
Helping at the kite tables is the best thing that the community can do.
Make sure that
so help hand out the kites and help people decorate and then be there and just like go if there's any trouble with people knowing how to fly the kites, although they are really, really easy to fly. you know, crowd control, just kind of. You know,
how many kites do you give out?
Last year we did 750.
Oh, okay.
This year we bought 800, so somewhere in that range. And then I have some stuff. Make sure the lawn doesn't get watered the night before. Is that on track? And then... Do we need to do anything for the food trucks that are coming or any prep for that? Do you need any instructions or do you want us to give any instructions to them?
To them, yeah.
What do you want us to tell them?
Whatever you'd like.
Oh.
Tell them to be...
where they want to be, they can just go
where you want them.
I probably stage them. That's what we always do with football, with all the events, we tell them where to go. So.
Yeah.
So that guy that came here with the food truck league, did we give him general instructions like this is where you're always going to be?
I don't think we told
him. Just for the other events we have, but not this one probably.
Do you think it should be different? Should we just do what he's always done? Or what they're going to be doing for the food truck Mondays?
How many trucks did we have him bring for this?
I think he said four.
I
look up the email.
I'd say put them in that kind of north.
By that larger pavilion on the other side?
Up towards the dog park. Maybe that park in
there. Oh, okay.
Well, whatever.
Back
whatever
around
works.
On like the west side?
You're just saying over
we'll
there by the park?
We have Elliot's contact. We'll take care of that.
Okay. And I don't think we have a really strong preference. So,
so
if they feel like there's a better place.
What time is the food truck getting there? The four? There, how many food trucks was it?
Four food trucks.
What time are they getting there?
He doesn't say, so I need to follow up with that.
Because the only reason I'm thinking, I mean, I know they're all going to park there to be close to soccer, but they probably want to be close to where all the soccer games are going to be there because the soccer games are going to start at 1.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Kite Festival is going to be ending. There's going to be food lined up there. And then soccer's going to start. I don't know if we want the food way far away because soccer's down on that south side. So I think we probably want them down on that south side.
On the, where are they going to, the south
like
west?
Southeast?
Or the east side, I mean. That's what I meant.
Southeast?
So you want them as they're coming in
Like
yeah.
Just like where we
had them last year before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's probably best.
I think that would be better.
Okay.
Do you want us to communicate that to them, or do you want to contact
if
them?
If you guys have been talking so far, it's fine.
Are you okay. going to verify the time?
Yes.
Okay,
will
you tell them that
as
well,
them.
Then? The southeast okay. side.
Maybe let us know as soon as possible, I guess, on the PA, so we can have something
okay.
for that.
We want the PA system, even if the band has...
Well, if the band's running a PA, I would just use theirs.
Even, but we will we have it available at the beginning to use the mic for announcements?
I would hope that they come set
yeah.
up and sound check before
they're
the
ready.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I don't know how much I would bank on a high school
band.
Band
having a good PA.
Having a lot,
they're
yeah.
not going to have probably anything super fancy.
Yeah.
Probably every kid with his electric guitar owns his own amp. That's probably all he has, right?
No.
Depends on
depends on the band.
Well, and you think they would come like at 10 to set up for their 11:30 show? Is that what bands do? I don't know. I'm not in a band. So that's a reasonable
you
thing
wanna,
to think.
You want to be able to hear the room. Not that this is a room, but you want to be able to hear each other. So.
Okay.
I mean, not. Either
so
way,
check.
I would follow up with
yes.
the band.
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely have.
Yeah.
I would say be on call. You're probably.
Yeah, well,
probably we need the PA.
Just find out. Find out how big of a divas they're going to be with it.
Okay.
That's a good way
I mean,
to put it.
Because the PA that we bought for the city doesn't have like monitors coming back at them. We have to buy stuff for bands.
Sure.
But we're saying not for the band. We're saying to have a PA for
announcements.
Well,
everything that's
just
not
but,
the band.
But
yeah.
to me though, if you
but
if,
they,
if
the
we're setting up
the
PA, we're setting up for the PA for the band. We want to just have it. Set up in advance, let them sound check early. And if they start talking in like language you haven't heard, let me know.
Okay.
if we need to get them like monitors
yeah.
and stuff, then they can I can bring mine.
Okay.
And stuff, but hopefully if they're playing for 25 minutes, they can probably
yeah.
bring it all right.
Did all of you new people know that David is a musician?
No.
And in a band?
Oh.
Why aren't you playing?
He's very expert in these things.
He won't.
They're playing.
It's like you can't
he
afford
won't.
Sign him up.
That would, not
would you ever do that?
Sure you would.
No.
You would.
At any
put him on. Put him on the list.
I'd love
He'll
that.
Do it. He'll do
Halloween.
It.
Halloween.
No.
Come on.
Come on. He will do it.
What's the
on.
Name of your band?
Mother Pro. We don't play that much anymore. We have played for a while. We play in my basement. I don't like this conversation.
Put on the
all right, every event chair, keep asking.
Yeah.
We're not party music, just put it out.
Okay, anything else you need from us? Or any questions you have?
No.
Okay, you can text me anytime if you have any other questions, and then everyone else is also available as a resource. Okay, Summer Trail Series. I'm just moving forward with this, and I just want to give you an overview of what it is. I'm just going to pick a Saturday in each of the months, June, July, August, maybe September, and then pick a trail where we are just going to do a highlight. All that I'm planning for this to entail is like a table, which I can bring myself. You don't need to deliver a table. with a tablecloth, and I will go get some water bottles and granola bars and a dozen balloons and just stand at the trailhead and welcome people there. I would like to hand out maps, trail maps. Are those available? Okay, awesome. We can talk about that. That's on here too. And then that's it. So my question that I wanted to ask the group then is, do you have a favorite trail in the city that you think should go first on our list? If we're doing the top three, maybe four, Wild Rose is on there. What else?
I like the Art Gregerson Memorial Trail.
Where's that? I don't know that.
So it's Landslide Retention Park. What do we call that?
The landslide? Just right up here by Summer.
Oh, Spring Hill Geological
Spring
Park. That I just feel like nobody even knows it exists, and yet there's a really cool like backside ravine. It's a beautiful house that one day I want to own that lives right there, and I think that's a fun one that no one knows about.
Okay. What about in the Midtown Center, Manuel? Is there like a trail that you think should be highlighted, like maybe Bamberger, although that's not highly developed?
Honestly, I'm not as familiar with the trails.
Okay. Are you, Brian, any recommendations for city trails?
Well, the only one I've done is Wild Rose. So.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
So in Foxborough, I'd like to try and put them around the city. We could do Legacy. We could do the Wetlands. What do you think about that? Which of those, if we picked one of those?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people don't go south on Legacy. And
okay.
And I think that that's really pretty as you head down. I mean, it technically leaves our city after a little bit. And you go down on the river and you're down across the bridge and everything. That's really fun. I think it's really pretty down there. I love the idea of doing something like around the whole wetland area on both sides and doing almost like a race for the kids to run the whole thing or just like to do
oh,
the loop or something.
Idea.
Like, I think there might be something really fun we could do there.
Do you know what the circuit is? Do you know what that loop is? How far it is? Do you know how far that wetland loop is?
Do you know
roughly?
What the loop would be?
I guess it depends on where you cut off and loop back around.
Yeah, I don't.
I had thought about that legacy going to the south and partnering that in September. We have to get in
the river
today.
Event. And while they're doing the river, having people walk the trail.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Okay.
And we're
that
expanding that
September
trail.
One.
I don't know how far along we are in expanding that trail, but
which
one? The Riverside Trail that goes from Porter's Landing and connects into Legacy. I don't know how far along it is.
It's quite a ways.
Okay.
It ties in. You're talking about where it ties in right on 215.
Yeah.
Underneath there, and then it ties into the regular trail.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, the new one that was kind of north and south?
Yeah.
I think that's supposed to be done this summer.
It's, yeah, it is.
So would it be done in time to do it for the get
in
the river
in
event?
September?
I'm not sure when.
Yeah.
Do you have the map right here? Is that all the trail? I was just going to show them where that is.
I don't know if that one is.
I don't think it's on there quite yet.
Listed,
so,
yeah.
All it is there's a boat takeout right here on number 15.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Legacy Trail. So, we're building a trail that connects here and goes up the river to
great.
The land Porter's Takeout.
Yeah.
So, you essentially could do Porter's Takeout all the way down following the river and back.
That's
and that's where the event's happening anyway. So, it'd be like a way to show it off.
I love
that. This is the one where you take your boats out.
That's where you take your boats out. But I like the idea of circling the loop in the wetlands. I think that's a really cool idea.
Okay. So the wetlands trails, I think if you go all the way around the outsides, you're looking at a mile and a half.
Oh, that's perfect.
And that's the retention the other one I mentioned.
Okay, great. All right, is there anything we need to know about Liberty Fest or 5K or car show? Any updates or are we all handed off? Are you deep into it or someone else speaking? It's not you.
Oh yeah, no, we're doing it. It's you probably actually do need to get the information from Nola as far as the sign up stuff. But other than that,
Nola emailed about that and I forwarded on to Linda. Do you want me to forward that on to you? Did you hear about that?
She'll probably be the one that takes care of us. So I'll just talk to her.
Okay. Okay.
See
if you want me to talk to Linda or to Nola and connect you at all, let me know. I'm happy
okay.
to do that. But no, you'll have Nola's contact information and you can contact her too. Okay. Any other updates about the master course? Okay. So probably reconvene maybe in the fall or at least revisit
yeah,
that
last,
question in the fall.
Yeah, it's the last Thursday in August, I think.
Okay. All right, Public Works. Perfect timing. Let's look at brochures.
Okay. I don't know if I'll put that first. We'll talk
about
this
here.
First.
Yeah.
Okay, so... We lied to you guys about pricing. No, not intentionally. So, the price is different than this is why I didn't put on the council agenda last week. The price went up a little bit with the inflation, but the component that we didn't account for initially was the tear out of the old stuff.
Mm.
So, I didn't want to go forward with anything until you guys saw this, but this is what the price increases.
And it's for the same quality of
same
product.
Thing. It's the same stuff, it's the same companies that bid it before. There's a slight increase in the price because the bids were older. But then the other component is just the tear out of the old stuff.
And do you feel confident in the quality of work from both vendors?
Yeah, especially.
Well, why would we not go with a cheaper one then?
Yeah. Sontag's great. They're the ones that have done a lot of the stuff, including the shade down there. They've done a lot of work for us. And the beauty of this, which is actually shocking, is they can basically get on it right away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Awesome.
That
sounds
yeah.
really cool.
So.
Did you want to say anything about the turf that you saw
oh,
at St. Mark's?
Yeah, so I went to their awesome Tomakin Park or whatever.
Is that
the
train one?
It's the train one
mm-hmm.
with the volcano. And I had gone years before, and I knew it was softball. And so in my mind, it was softball that was like ours. And so we went there this last weekend, and I looked at it, and I was like, this isn't softball like ours. This is softball, but it's turf. That's the whole thing was turf. And
they
I was like,
did they switch it?
So, yeah, either they switched it or something. So I wonder if maybe you'd call a connection there and just see if, make sure it's kind of the same quality or see what they used. Because
I'll bet Chris did it. He did that part conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, man, it was
nice.
It was really, really nice.
He did
soft.
That part.
It was super soft. I mean, you're bounced on it. It was the same thing. There was no risk of Sadie, my youngest is 14 months, falling on it, walking, toddling around. There was definitely no risk of, like, rug burns or things. Like, those were all the feedback we got. Is like,
safety.
Turf is
yeah.
the safety. They didn't like the black pellets of, like, a athletic turf, and they didn't like the risk of you know, rug burns on it. And this was, like, when they say turf, but it's, like, the fibers are, like, super short. And it was just fine. So I left from there thinking, oh, I'm now, like, a huge fan of it. As long as we know what they bid, and maybe they have like a no snow turf and we have to get a different kind or something, but it was awesome.
So Chris is the one that initially did that part, because when you brought it up, we asked him about it
yeah.
a couple years ago. So I wouldn't be surprised if he actually did it down there again.
Yeah.
You
check
said
and
it's
see.
Big,
it was awesome.
Big Bear Park?
No, it was, it's called like Thunder Junction.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Salt Lake County just posted a video on their Instagram of an all turf park. Big Bear Park that
oh.
they just did all turf, and it looks great.
It looks, I think it's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be great.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll move forward unless we find out something crazy as far as material or anything. So.
Thank
okay.
you.
So what we threw in front of you. This is kind of how it folds up. We've got to get the sort of.
Oh, I'm still the only one you have here. You look at it.
So we've got to update a couple of the pictures. You know, since I've mixed around it twice. But I need the logo. PNG or JPEG from you.
Yeah, it's in the that shared drive. Do you have access to our shared drive?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to email it as
yeah.
well. That's fine.
And then the GPS, the guys that did it, we got a green number because the numbers don't match up right now. So, but this is pretty much it. I don't know if you guys got anything else to add? We just changed some pictures. This front cover, we don't want to pay for this. They charge a ridiculous amount for this, so we'll get a better picture and stuff on the front of it and things like that. But
do you want me to do parks and trails in the same fonts that I've used parks and arts, or that's what you're going to replace that with?
It doesn't matter. I was just going to use it.
This is so great! I'm so excited about this.
But
oh.
Yeah, so whatever.
Okay.
Can we add, is it possible to add an date somewhere that just says, like, updated April 2019?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So that you know it's an older one.
With the ridge, they're going to be adding a section of trail, too.
Well, and the canoe, the one you just mentioned.
The one that
you
just mentioned. So I don't even know if we really want to print a bunch of these yet.
Do you
want to
see it?
You can do a short one.
I would love to have them for the summer trail series starting in June, even if they end up getting updated.
Yeah, no, I think you can do 100.
Yeah.
Just not do a big.
Yeah.
Because I'll bet most people are going to pull it offline anyway. We'll put it online so you can get it.
So adding a date will help with that, so like a print date, so that they know if they've got the most recent one.
Can we change the font in here to be
readable?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Kind of
so
hard
the green
box.
Oh, yeah, that's better. I noticed that too.
We should
this
check.
Is very cool. I'm
yeah.
really excited
South
about that.
This is a low quality print job.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, this is not what it would come back.
Yeah, the one on the blue, though, is white, and that's
yeah.
easy to read. So if you have consistency.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's really
so
cool.
If I'm going to get copies of the brochure for the June trail event, do I need to order those?
No.
You'll have those, and I'll connect and get them from you. Okay, great.
The numbering of the parks and the numbering on the back don't line up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We're
okay.
going to fix it.
Okay. I was just like, oh, that's weird. It looks like South Foxborough Park says it has volleyball, but I don't think it does. Did I read that wrong?
What does it say?
Number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, everybody check your local park and just see if it has the amenities listed right.
And I just heard us say earlier about Wild Rose. Wild
yes.
Rose site. Is it, this says Wild Rice Trailhead. Is that a separate?
Wild
oh,
rice.
You might have a different.
No.
That one, yep, that's Wild Rose. Yep, you're right.
Also, Stone Park that's on 900 North and It's in Foxborough. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's Stone Park, right? Just Stone Park. It's not on here. Stonehenge 28. That's probably spelled not that way.
Where does it say Wild Rice?
Under the picture.
On the picture in the upper right.
God, okay, yeah.
Food trucks. All right. Tunnel Springs update. Are you? Sorry.
Yeah.
No, Stone Hinge is on there. We need to add.
Is it on there?
Yeah, it's
on the map. I know, 28 did you get the misspelling of Stonehenge?
Are you at
what?
The misspelling of Stonehenge.
Yes, yeah.
The road.
Is that the one that came out of the dash?
Uh-huh. The road is different than the park size.
Oh, look at that water.
Oh, wow.
We talked about this last time. We want to show you guys this.
This is the pond that's down behind the apartment.
This wasn't even a bad storm, guys.
Oh my gosh. So do people have access to walk up around?
Yeah,
that's just the trail. Oh my gosh. Thank you for doing a video. This is really helpful.
I know. Especially since we can't go walk there.
Yeah.
So.
Is that the floating dock that drifted to the other side?
Yeah, it's one of the rides we provide.
That temporary fencing, does that, like where you're standing, are you also prohibited from going to the pond from that kind of fencing? Or could people walk straight up to the pond?
It's so steep over there, you really... Yeah,
but like where you're standing taking this video,
you
could walk straight into it?
Yes.
Have there been problems, like injuries or...
It was last fall, and it was dumping. It was a Tuesday night after council meeting. Ran up there. Holy cow! It was like five times that.
I have to show you a picture of my grandson who caught this fish at that pond.
At that pond?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
I thought they just had a little bluegill in there. But
Sally, good Photoshop.
Oh my gosh!
How is that possible?
That fish is bigger than the kid.
This is how. This was his other pictures of. His fish.
So has that fish just been living in that pond for 15 years?
There's bluegill, bass, but I think that other picture.
Is that being stalked?
Let me see it.
No,
they stalk it.
Oh,
they
okay.
Well, you'll see.
No,
I questioned him. I said, wait a minute, is that a floating duck pond?
I know the pond.
Is the pond even listed on here?
I don't know if we want to do that.
I was going to say, do we want to?
It's just the way it's just the way it was holding.
It is behind those condos.
Well, if we have
right
to
here on Highway 89.
We should list it on 24.
For closer to the city.
Oh,
those
right.
New
right.
ones.
It's not.
That far away, that looks like that's like a 20-pound fish.
Look at the size of his hand.
Oh, is he holding it like right to the camera?
Yeah,
it is equal love.
I used that trick too.
Holy cow.
That is what it looks like.
I'm like, what is that?
Maybe Photoshop.
No, Eagle. It's Eagle Ridge Pond.
Oh,
that's
not
that
bigger
Ridge
than
pond.
Those other little things.
Yeah.
So, do we want to revisit what is happening there, or is that still just on pause?
You guys looked at the proposals, like the drawings, and they were all crazy expensive. The council had a good talk about it last meeting or 2 days ago. I think we just kind of feel like we don't really kind of know what to do there. I don't know what the agreement is with the group there or anything, but.
What was the council's feeling about it?
So they all just felt like it was really expensive and that it services very few residents. And so they didn't want to spend. So just for your update, the quotes came back at over $600,000 to like clean it up and like do some grading and things. And we just thought, like, well, we're hopefully going to have $200,000 of total improvement budget. I just feel like that's super expensive.
Yeah.
What was the minimum cost to make it not so hazardous? Was it filling it in? Was that what you had said?
There's dredging out. There was a different. There was some different options that they talked about, but one was kind of just sloping it. There was another one that was dredging out, but they're all.
They're all still really expensive.
Yeah, really expensive.
There's no cheap option. Build a fence.
I mean.
Even that's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you want to talk about Tunnel Springs Park, or do you have questions or?
So we have a couple other subjects that we kind of want to talk about.
I get it. I saw the new signs, and I love them.
Totally post that on Facebook.
Unfortunately,
like, blur
that's
out the face
really
and post
ironic.
It. That is a great picture to post.
So the no dog sign is the new sign. I thought the new signs looked great. I've noticed them.
Well, so what I want to talk about, last year was pretty much miserable with the stuff and the we were dealing with complaints from all sides. Including.
Dog owners and not dog owners.
I don't know how I want to say it. One of our employees was really degraded in a situation that I was very upset about for just doing his job. But we've got a really weird mix of, in fact, we got a letter, and I gave it to Ken, I forgot to bring it, from a lady up at Wild Rose over the weekend whose dog was bitten by other dogs who were off leash. Her dog was on leash. We were up there on Sunday a month or so ago and just couldn't believe, like, I mean, we see it all the time, but on Sundays, holy cow. At Tunnel Springs, I'll bet we saw 100 dogs in an hour period and 70 were off leash. And we just had multiple situations. We were at Legacy one day and all TJ said to the guy, he's like, hey, just so you know, sir, dogs aren't allowed here at this park. And the guy goes, blank you, and walked off. So this is kind of what we're up against. And so we kind of wanted just to bring it up today to let you guys know. I think this lady that talked to us the other day sent this thing. She's pretty upset with her dog being bit. She's probably going to reach out to council members. We're trying to get her signage updated. As you see by this sign, the signs are working. We spoke to the ADA. Why am I spacing with that?
Americans with Disabilities.
Yeah, the American Disabilities Group. We've also spoke to the county health department regarding this, and the county health department is in fully support of no service animals being allowed in this area as well. We're going to have signs made up. I think I'd probably like you guys to even see them. And more than anything, I think probably a little bit of support from everybody regarding this situation, because these animals, regardless of the animal, should not be in this area, because it's like a swimming pool. The water recirculates. It's a health issue. We closed it last year once because there was dog feces all over it, and it made the news and it was a big deal. We don't really want the publicity, but we feel we're kind of trapped between all these different things that are going on. So we're going to be posting some stuff like this. Probably like you guys to review some of these signs, maybe hear your guys' thoughts on these, if there's a better approach we can do. Because it seems like we posted those no dog signs and people were posting them on Facebook saying this is a joke.
They did?
Yes.
I didn't see that. Saying that there ought to be dogs here, or
they
that
can't
everybody
tell us
just
this,
ignores?
And there's like people were posting, I'm going to go take my dogs over there because of this, and people just being...
Was this on the city page?
It was the Foxborough page.
The neighborhood page? Oh my gosh.
So, anyway, dealing with that, horses, we had issues up there with horses at Wild Rose last year, so these are the signs we're going to be putting up there as well. Just trying to make you guys aware of this too, so maybe you can help educate your friends, your family, neighbors. This is really kind of a tough subject for us, because just the way what you can even ask people. People know these service dog rules in and out now, and so you can ask certain questions but not other questions, and people are just downright rude, and it's just putting us in an awkward situation with a lot of this stuff. So
I think as much as possible we want to get away from your group policing this kind of stuff, and I think signs help with that, but I also think like a public outreach campaign that maybe with Linda, where we just map out like 10 posts over the next 2 months, where she just is posting like every 4 days, like just a reminder, no dogs or no horses, or just a reminder, in this area, no service animals, just that image that you showed where there's just this whole campaign going out consistently.
And we tried to do that last year. She posted some stuff last year regarding the no animals, the legacy, and we tried to get some stuff. And I agree. And I'm saying we can do better with that as well.
I wonder at the Kite Festival if we have, at the police, I don't even remember, outreach night or whatever, they always have like a little like tent that was like the health person from the county and Night Out Against Crime. And it's basically just like public information, just like letting you know. I'm almost wondering if we can have some way of just like having information or a reminder, because we're going to have a lot of residents there that we could communicate through, or I don't know, like public outreach or something, but maybe Night Out Against Crime is the right place for it. I like this idea of your campaign over something, and I almost wonder if we can boost it and advertise for it or something that just spreads this, because I feel like a lot of it's misinformation.
Yeah.
Like, I was there at the park just the other day at night, and there was a lady with two huge dogs, and so I just walked over and was like, oh, I just want to let you know, there's a splash pad at this park, dogs aren't allowed at this park, and, you know, she was literally, like, right by the sign, she's like, oh, I know that. I'm like, okay, that's great, you know, what's going on, you know, and she's like, well, my car broke down. I'm like, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, why are you like here? You know, like, I'm like, I don't know how to respond to this, right?
You're feeling her pain, and we just feel trapped. Like,
I think you need to enlist more resources.
Oh my gosh, was it Heather Johnson?
It was entertaining.
Yeah. So, just during that hour, several cars pulled up, park. They open up. Their dog gets out, and then they like walk through the park to go to the trail. So I was like, okay. You're on that far side, you're away from the splash pad, you're breaking the rule, but I see what you're doing. Like, you're trying to utilize the trail, and this is where you're parking. So I can sympathize with you, but if you're just, like, out in the middle of the field, like, watching your kids playing at the park with your dogs,
or
like,
sitting on the bench.
Yeah, like, I have less sympathy for that. And so, like, I totally get your pain. I don't know.
But I think we need to recruit more enforcers, not just the public works staff, but like citizens, residents,
neighborhood watches or something.
Because I think the police, it seems harsh. And I mean, our police, frankly, have better things to do. For us, we don't carry a gun and a badge, so they call us bald imbeciles.
Do they know why? Like, they just see a sign?
Oh, we explain it. Yeah, the thing is what's happening is it's you'd think that, you know, by talking to people and just explaining, like, one-on-one, just taking the time listen and that it would get better, word of mouth would get out. It's actually, like, getting worse. Like, now, you know, Wild Rose Trail, I mean, it's Tunnel Springs. If you stayed up there for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, you would see at least 30 dogs off-leash, running on that park.
That's my whole neighborhood.
You know, the problem is it's kids, you know, like, some of these people have really nice dogs, but like, you have
like this lady, dogs. Yeah. Now I almost guarantee she's going to reach out to you. Because they're upset her dog got bit, because she's abiding by the rules and other people aren't.
Sure.
But she was at the park with her dog. Yeah. There's no dogs at the park, right?
No, their dogs at the park, but they just have to be on leash.
Her dog was on a leash.
Yes.
Really?
And the dog came up. But I mean, some of these people have 5+ dogs sometimes, and they will just... You're wondering why they have Suburban, and that's exactly the reason why they're letting all their dogs out. And
oh my gosh.
It's pretty bad. But, you know, we hadn't talked about this, but we last year we were dealing with this because Legacy is the only park that we don't allow dogs, but it's actually the worst violators are at that park. And we had talked, like, what can we do? And we talked about making Fox Hollow a dog park, and that, you know, just wouldn't work with kids, school. Wouldn't be a good location. And it sounds crazy, right? But you hear me out. We had talked about making, so Woods Cross, I don't think it was intentional by any means, but they made this like dog run, which is not a place you want to take your dog. It's not inviting. It's gravel. It's
not maintained.
It's not the best, right? But the more I thought about it, I'm like, why don't we make that area, the entire area, the dog park? Not just the strip by the metal building. I'm talking the entire area from where our park is and it ends, right? And you cross over into Woods mm-hmm. Cross. That entire area.
The roundabout?
The roundabout, but they have a pretty decent size open space area in there. And it sounds crazy because you're like, well, you don't want them here, but yet you're... Either way, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, we can't
stop. And if
stop
you give them a place to be, exactly. It minimizes the risk.
But that's it. So if you say, well, you're not allowed to have them over here, but that entire thing is a dedicated dog park, and maybe we help contribute with Woods Cross, because it's an extension of our park, whether we like it or not. And we contribute some money, and we go in on it, and make it nice for everyone, because to them, that's just like a trailhead to them. They're not going to maintain it. Like, it's a different maintenance requirement, you know? That's just an open space area. But at least you would give people a place to run their dogs while maybe their kids played in the park or whatever it may be. Either way, it's not going away. Mm-hmm. And we don't have staff. The police doesn't have the staff to police it. So why not maybe invest in a little bit of money mm-hmm. into that area to make it a little bit more of a...
And it might seem like kind of a weird thing for us to bring up because we're not really... Well, I think we're more looking for advice from people who live here.
Right.
Because, like I said, you know, I'm not mean. I'm not an imbecile either. Yeah.
Have you just told ever that talked to the Woods Cross Parks Department about if they have any interest or...
No, I mean, they understand, though, like, the situation that we're into. Cause,
and it seems like maybe kind of stupid, but it might, I don't know. It's kind of this weird thing, like, at least you can say they go over here and hang out. You know?
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would be like...
But then there's people that are going to just walk their dogs through Legacy to get there, too.
So either way, though, they're going to walk their dogs yeah. through, whether we have a dog park or not.
Yeah.
So...
But I think Legacy is just one of the problems. Because, yes. I mean, this happened at Wild Rose, and we've seen it at Tunnels. All these other places, we get these complaints quite a bit. When you guys go to Smith's and you see people walking their dogs through Smith's and stuff. Because the service dog community is just getting crazy.
What about Mathis Park with a dog area?
I'm not necessarily against it. I just think it, because I have a dog.
Road.
But I think to myself, like, it's a really small amount of people who live right there, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be useful, but I don't know that I would pack my dog up to go and play in that small of an area. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I could be totally off, though. And people might just be like, yeah, that's a great idea, and let's do it. I don't know. I think there's probably more fitting places. And that's why I bring up the Woods Cross area, is because everyone, like, there are so many people that would walk their dogs on that trail every single morning and night. That
let me ask then our board members, is finding a place in our city for a dog park something that we value, that we'd like to do, we'd like to put effort into finding?
I would say so.
Yeah. I think so too.
Okay.
And I think make it like a big deal. Like, this is...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's a fence or whatever, but put an arch that says, this is where you go into the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, like, educate. I mean, we're doing signage. I think we're doing
mm-hmm.
a lot of what we can do. But, yeah, make it like the place you want to be.
How's the West Field at Legacy? Is that used frequently?
For football now.
In the fall?
All the time. We have soccer.
I'm glad to hear that.
Lacrosse uses it. Football uses it.
Okay. Because that's a big enough field, I thought. If we fenced off that whole thing with, like, the double fence gates or whatever to get your dogs in and out and put an arch and just basically said, hey, this west side's our dog run, which is huge.
Yeah,
that's don't bring your dogs out of here.
Yeah, you have a section of it that's, like, a small dog section and a large dog section, because you almost have to have a separation in those large dog runs, but... I don't know. It'd be expensive, but...
I think, too, on that, people have to realize, like, that will no longer look like it looks like now, ever again. It will be a mud run after a while.
And
it just
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate. I mean, obviously we, from a maintenance end, a dog park is going to be a lot of work for us. Not opposed to it.
Right.
But I've talked to a lot of, there's a lot of communities that are just like, this is the worst. These are the absolute worst. And there's one I used to take my dog to, and you got whooping cough. I mean,
That's the downside. Then the city's like, well, I took my dog to this park, and my dog got sick because, you know, there's dogs in here that are sick, and they're bringing... So I think that opens the doors to another issue, too. So
we just threw, like, 8 million issues at you, and we got no answers for any of them other than maybe let's throw them
all
out
like
there.
Discussion.
We'd like to hear opinions. Maybe something we could talk about in the next meeting, too, if you guys talk to your community and kind of get what they're saying.
About dogs?
Yeah, because we're getting both ends. We're getting, you can't tell us we can't have our dogs here. We're getting, why aren't you controlling these dogs?
I got hit up on the parking lot Johns with me, and like Seth said, you know, remember that lady was like just going on and on and on, and like, are you going to pick up every piece of dog, you know, stuff? Jeez. I'm like, well, I don't know what to say. I'm like, she's like, are you just going to mow that up? Probably.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't have like a detector that's like, oh, it's right over there, you know, I mean. There's just no way. But yeah, there's people, you know, are pretty upset about it. And they're like, they look at us like, why aren't you doing something about it?
There was a lot of negative comments on the stuff last year when we had to shut it down for a day, if you guys remember. Because we had to recycle. It was just like a pool. Yeah. It's exactly the same as a pool. If somebody, if there's feces in a pool, you got to drain the pool to go through that whole deal, you know. And that's what we had to do. And people were upset because the splash pad was shut down on us. Friday.
And we're required. I mean, it's just it's the health department. We're required to
do all the testing.
Yeah.
So isn't it crazy that dog owners don't feel obligated to pick up their own dog?
No. The irony that these guys get the most, which would shock people, is they actually will pick it up and put it in the bag
and leave
it back.
And leave the bag on the ground.
And leave the bag on the ground?
That's all the time.
Yeah. It's bizarre, but. Yeah,
okay, so board members, next meeting agenda item will be dog ideas. So talk to your neighbors, look over the parks ideas, if you have an idea of where else a dog park might fit.
Are we sure Legacy is the worst offender? I don't know how you analyze
I would
that,
say.
You think
so. Yeah.
I think Tunnel's pretty bad, too. It's not as used as Legacy.
Yeah, there's just a lot.
But people like the dogs up on the trail, so...
Yeah,
they might just pass through the park with their dogs going to the trails.
That's what it is. I mean, they're using that as an access point to get to Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
Sure.
And so they're kind of in and out to where when they go to Legacy, they're there to stay and throw the ball.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will just, we know them just because we see them all the time, but there's a guy in the apartments, and I've told him at least 5 times, and my other employees have said the same thing, and he will literally undo the leash from the collar and let him run from his place. He's in the HOA that's just east of the park, and that dog knows exactly where to go. He just runs around that park. And
oh, is he the same one that they're getting a drink from the drinking fountain?
Yep.
The dog.
And so I asked him, I caught him this last time, and I'm like, hey, man, I said, just letting you know. I said, is this your dog? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I'm just like, no, animal control's been called. And he's like, okay, I got him out of here. And he went home, but it's like it never. I tried to talk to him, and he just. It's just on and on.
Every fox will find
us. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not just trying to whine. We're trying to look for answers.
Oh, yeah. We want solutions.
Okay. We'll have that on our agenda, and then bring also. In fact, will you talk maybe to Woods Cross and see in the Parks Department if there's any interest that they would be willing to
do that process too,
and then come and tell us? Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. Palmquist Park play structures, are we ready to talk about that? Oh, no, Tunnel Springs.
Sorry, I didn't stick to the agenda.
No, you're good.
So actually, this isn't something I was asked to bring to you guys, but I'm taking it to council next week, and I thought just for the sake of the conversation, if it whatever way they steered it, maybe you guys' opinion would be worth it. So what we talked about, you guys suggested the 5 lights. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We were suggesting trying to get light over to here to potentially get tennis courts, so we kind of add that light potentially. Council initially said maybe 3 lights anyways, just discussion points. They asked for bids on tennis court lighting, which was $52,000, basically. This camera stuff is probably going to happen regardless. That's the reason this whole conversation came up, because we need to run conduit to get that camera light, cameras there. And then we've got prices on a man gate. What, I don't know if that's the right term I should even be using, but just a gate that's a manually open gate, and then an electric gate that could just close when the park's closed type thing. I don't know. Any thoughts on the tennis court? Would you guys like, do you think something like this is worth doing?
Do people use the tennis courts at night?
Yeah.
They do? I think that's
good. But I also, I mean, it stays lighter later in the summer. I don't know if enough people would use it in the winter months after daylight savings.
That's a great
point. You know, I don't know. So, and maybe they just leave when it gets dark and they can't see. But the light would also add security, too. So, kind of serves a dual purpose.
But would the light stay on all night? So it wouldn't do the security.
Would they go off at like 11?
Typically you have it set up to where it's on a timer. Like Centerville Cities, there's a timer switch. You turn it on. It goes for a certain amount of time, kind of like a hot tub.
Then
it goes off, and then you click it again. And
so someone using the court could manually
turn it off.
So you're not having just power constantly all the time.
I'm sure you could set it so it can't be turned on after 11.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
The chief reason for wanting this, then, is for use, for people using the court. This is just a suggestion that came to us from
the council when they talked about, like, to see maybe some lighting prices. So I just wanted, like I said, they didn't ask me necessarily to ask you guys, but I don't know if you guys had any thoughts on any of these things. Obviously, told us the 5 street lights. There's a bunch of different options with the way those lights look price-wise, so we'll take that to council and we'll show them the different options and stuff. But.
So we support the street lighting and cameras, I think. We talked about both of those.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Tennis court lighting, I don't know, I feel maybe lukewarm about, because I don't.
Did the city people ask for it, or is it a petition?
So the quick update on this was that Tunnel Springs has been vandalized multiple times pretty bad. And so the cameras is a done deal, because we need them, because it's been vandalized. The gate is because it's getting vandalized late at night, and so the last two vandalisms were especially bad, and so for a cheap price, maybe we could close that down. And then the lighting we thought was for a safety, just to, like, if there's some light there, that will help steer it away.
It wouldn't stop the vandalism that happened, though.
But it wouldn't have stopped the vandalism that would have happened. And so the other thought was that, well, if people are at a park, vandalism is less likely to occur. And so if you have people playing tennis and they're till 11, maybe it'd be less likely to occur, except the vandalism happened at like 3 a.m.
And
so
it was in the springtime. Nobody's going to be.
People drive through that park at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock? So anyhow, I think that was kind of the discussion.
What's the bore? Oh, that's to bore the electro conduit.
The 52,000 was a lot more than kind of, I think, what we were thinking.
Yeah,
about.
I think so too.
So I think that the lights are what's important, and not the phase one. Yeah, I think phase one.
The lights
and then talk. I do think lighting it and encouraging people to be there later will get the neighbors angry. So I don't think it was like a request from the neighbors. I think it was more of like, well, maybe if people are using this park till 11, we're less likely to have vandalism. But
not just vandalism too. I think there's enough stuff that goes on at parks, you know. Abductions, whatever else type things you want, things to be, you know, a little bit lit up. So, okay.
Palmquist, do we have that stuff? Oh, Arbor Day. Let's talk about Arbor Day.
Okay, we had Arbor Day on Saturday, and nobody showed up.
Nobody, no citizens.
No.
Well, there was one guy that decided to take a picture and. Joined in.
He saw we were doing a tree.
He was there anyway.
He saw we were doing a tree.
We welcomed him.
So we were doing a tree drawing. So
we got to meet someone new. So that was great. And then we had two other people that showed up to climb a tree and to eat a donut. So what we need more tree board members. We want people that are like somewhat passionate about planting trees.
It requires basically one meeting a year in Arbor Day.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody interested,
us know.
So my question is, and I'm definitely not stepping on Lisa's turf because she runs this and loves it, but is it something that we want to, why have a whole separate committee if we could just have the Labor Day event or the Arbor Day event just be part of the events that we're running or the events that we're sponsoring?
You're saying fold this into our task load?
Yeah, no, I'm just asking the question. Well, the reason why is it's really hard to find volunteers to like be on a committee and then to fill a whole other group. I'd almost rather just have like Lisa and three volunteers that are part of Arbor Day come and talk to us once and be like, this is what we're doing. And we're like, great, we'll help support it. We'll help advertise it.
Done.
Yeah.
But
we'll show up.
What do you guys think? I don't want to volunteer. I need to talk to Lisa.
It's really, we're good with that. I think just to get the word out probably better.
Lisa's appointment?
I think I was.
Are you?
Last year's was very well attended. We had a lot of people.
And we've had them in the years past. We've had tons of people show up. And
to be honest with
it's been great.
Like, we handle pretty much everything, I think.
We dig the holes.
So what's the best way to handle this?
You come in, you eat a donut.
It's a photo op.
You get a Photoshop.
How many trees did you have to plant?
Six, seven. Yeah.
But, I mean, there's been, like, when we first started Arbor Day, I think we went to Costco and we went nuts, and we planted, I think we bought over 70 trees, and the group helped us plant
maybe
20, and we got a month's work worth of work after that. So that's what we'd love to have more people be passionate about trees, and I think it's great. It's a great idea because you guys are the community, and you have a lot of people you work with, and it works out that way, honestly.
So would you Would you say fold this in as its own event right around Arbor Day, or backpack it or piggyback
honestly,
it to Kite Festival?
It doesn't even need to have a chair. We can handle that. We can be the chair if we want to do that way. We actually haven't thought about that.
It's just like promotional support.
Yeah,
exactly.
Support of it.
Yeah.
Just reaching out
and
to
bring our
residents
people.
And bring more people in,
yeah.
Volunteering.
We're good at that.
This Arbor Day was
exactly.
hard because the whole council was gone at training in St. George. And so we weren't even here.
The whole
council? I wasn't.
Well,
I didn't get to go to
Arbor
Day.
There was Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Lisa couldn't go to the training. So Lisa was here to do the Arbor Day.
Right.
And all the rest of the council and the mayor and city staff.
Oh,
were gone.
That's rough.
And normally we all come and then. You bring some friends and advertise it, and so I think because of the day, it was kind of a bad combo.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And honestly, like for us, we would prefer to plant trees earlier in the spring than later.
Yeah.
So when you start hitting later May and temperatures get up, it just doesn't. Trees are pretty stressed when you get up a temperature. So
would you say have Arbor Day be an event that is part of this committee?
Sure.
Okay, that's
great.
That is.
We'll even be.
It doesn't need a ton of planning.
We'll take care of basically everything. You guys just
come
in.
It's like
what do you think
fest,
about that?
Right?
Are you on board for that?
You do everything and just support.
Everyone, we're on board for this.
And what we'll do is we'll just make one of our meetings be our Arbor Day meeting every year.
Yeah, that'll work. And then another thing, I mean, when we did it at Tunnel Springs, that turned out to be an awesome event. We brought in hot dogs. It was more of a community thing.
We had a lot of people last year.
And that was fun. But we also organized that on there was an Eagle Scout project going on at that time that
two
we invited them over. And then
two,
the,
of them, actually.
Two of them, and then I can't remember the name of that.
But maybe.
Basically thinning out the old brush for fire control.
Wildland interface.
Yeah. Fire. So I just think it would, the more people you get,
okay, we're in.
Involved.
We'll take it on.
Perfect.
And you can be the chair.
Great. I'll feed David a donut or something.
Okay. With Palmquist Park, do we have updates for that? Mathis Park, better
update.
Palmquist,
we were going to try to go look at it when we got rained out.
I have to write numbers on here. All right, Mathis Park, show us what is going on.
We're just showing you guys the destruction that's going down over there so you guys can see it. They started this the other day. They got the old concrete dangerous fence down now. They got removed a bunch of the trees.
So this is
in that section.
So this is like standing at Highway 89 and looking west?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's way different.
Wow, yeah.
So I did ask the lady if she would like to sell her back lot, and she was not.
Did she understand you?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
And she just said, she said, no, not at this time. And I was telling David, I started walking away, and she's like, hey, how much? So, I mean,
so as soon as the fence is up,
then she's going to want to sell.
As soon as the fence is up, she's going to come with an offer to buy now. That's we thought you guys would like to see where that's at.
So is that coming out of our 2019 improvement expenses?
There was the 18.
No, it's not hitting it's not hitting the next budget. Right? It's hitting the one we're.
The budget from is that not 19? I might have gotten that wrong. So that amount that you had secured last year, is that all earmarked
all
for
there?
What it needs to be
yeah,
done?
Good.
Okay, so we've made
plus
all those decisions that needed to happen.
Palmquist money that I had the year before is still there. And I don't remember if I got back to you, but the trees aren't in there, so that's all. The 175 is all
there.
Awesome.
So they'll come in next week and start with a demo of the rest of the trees. We've taken the letter out today to all the residents that would be affected, and
great.
It should be
thank
done
you.
By the first part of June.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, David. What do you want to talk about next?
That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
I can complain about something else if you want.
We are pending park play structure decisions for Palmquist Park, right?
Yeah.
Is that an immediate question that we need to address now, or where are we at with that? As quickly as possible?
How fast do you want to do it? That's pretty much all that stuff.
Okay, let's table that for right now, and then Brian has some park stuff, some play structure stuff he's going to talk about. And then we're going to skip also 2020 budget requests. Because that's just our daydreaming. Okay, City Council update.
Awesome. So I just went to training down in St. George. So I always try to do as many parks and recreation things as I can. So I toured a whole bunch of parks to get ideas. So one of the things that was interesting is there were two groups there presenting this Now Playing Utah group.
I'm on the board for that.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
None of our events are posted with them.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, so give us a quick rundown.
Yeah, so Now Playing Utah, it's a website for all of Utah where any organization can go in and like add themselves as a venue of events, and they can also add events to the calendar. So the idea is that anyone can just go to Now Playing Utah and see what's happening in whatever city or area that you live in.
How much does it cost for us to post all of our events?
I actually don't think that it would cost us to post.
Okay.
I think that's something we can be submitting.
Do you think there's any value in doing it?
So I think the Now Playing Utah idea is more like to attract everyone. So it depends on who, like if we're doing a kite festival, we really want North Salt Lake residents. So I guess it would depend.
Our concert series.
Yeah.
I think that's
a
good fit.
There are some events that we might want to
probably not
more.
The Halloween 3K.
But like the Liberty Fest, I don't know if that's too big at this point, right?
Yeah, don't put that on there.
We don't want anybody to even know about
I
it.
I would say
so
concert
it really
series
depends on who on the event.
Only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe concert series and trail series is probably all I would say. Even NSL Reads at
Yucky.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. I think that covers it.
Thanks, Manuel.
The other one was the Utah Cultural Alliance. They foster art and dance and music and things. And so the other thing I thought was, do you want to take a look and see
so
if there's any combo?
Yeah, Now Playing Utah is part of that.
Okay,
so
never mind. You got it all. I just thought concert series.
See this level
second Sunday
of
concert
expertise?
Series. I love this.
Yeah.
Okay,
really good.
Next was that I visited all of the builders, so they're just trying to sell us really fancy park stuff. So I'm going to leave all of these books in our box. Do you guys know about our box that's at City Hall? So we have a... It's mislabeled, it has the old name, but there's an NSL Live box that we have stuff that we can just put in there. So I thought I would just permanently leave these there that if anybody wanted to take a look at them or see.
Let's check them out.
I'm
going to
check them out right now really fast. So I think the whole concept is, the train park. So one concept we had for Hatch or something was transportation themed. We used to be train focused back in the day. And then there's an airplane, and then maybe we have a spaceship or something in the theming. But the thing I thought was interesting about these is that a park doesn't have to be like a play structure. It could literally be like large jumping on items. that are not necessarily like a traditional play structure. And so as we think of things, there's a lot of ideas around that. Sorry, these aren't big to see, okay. But so both of these books are the non-traditional play structures that are all rope-based and like jump-on-things based. So as you get ideas, this is a whole theme park on trains. This is a whole Wild West theme. And then they all, I mean, for a price, but they all are like, literally, you tell us what theme you want, and we'll do it. So every single item, every single thing can be completely designed or like thought of. So if we're like, oh, we want everything to look like trees in this park, they'd be happy to do it.
Let's do a rotational checkout. Keep them all together.
Okay.
Someone take them home tonight, keep them for a week, and then we'll connect and pass them around so everyone gets to have them at home for a while.
The next thing I just wanted to quickly show is like the urban metal parking. So this is like the new thing that's going in. And so just an idea to kind of look at that and get this.
That's cool.
The thing I like about it is it's three stories, which is like a checklist of mine to get a three-story park structure somewhere in the city, mostly because of Rocket Park and Mushroom Park. Like, I need a three-story park structure somewhere in the city. And these are fully enclosed three-story structures, meaning there's no way to fall. They're fully enclosed, and then they're anti-climb on the outside, so, like, you can't get your fingers through. So so they're safe.
There. Sounds like my daughter.
Yeah.
I guarantee
But I just thought maybe this is something that would be different on the map. So they have different pricing. They have very different structures, very different ideas. We don't have an ADA accessible park in our city. So I toured an ADA accessible park that had like an ADA accessible swings, ADA accessible slides at Thunder Junction and some of the other parks in St. George. So as we're just thinking of ideas, I just want to make sure that our thought process isn't, well, we need a tot lot, and it needs to have like a slide, and it needs to have like the little talky thingies, and that's what a park is, right? A park could really be lots and lots of different ideas. So,
just a fun place to gather, right?
Yeah. So anyhow, as we're thinking of Palmquist, I think we figured out we're laying back the hill. We figured out a lot of things. I think we are still kind of at square one with Mathis of what we're going to do. And then Hatch Park is on the radar coming down the line. So anybody want ideas?
Who wants to start?
I can start.
Who has some time? All right. So maybe in like a week or something, text me or text the whole group and say, hey, I'm done, and we'll connect and someone can pick them up for me.
Then we're going to start a subcommittee. Everybody's going to bring their kids next meeting.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit down with my five-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Those
are great.
Those are my updates.
That's it?
Awesome. Yep.
Oh, that was easy. Okay, chair notes and open topics is a time for anybody who has anything that we haven't covered so far. I did want to check in with you on concert series if you have anything you want to report or talk about.
I was
going to
say next month you can make that
an agenda item.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll just talk to you what I'm thinking of for the season. And we can bounce ideas around.
Cool, I'm excited about that. Anything else we haven't covered? Questions? Okay, so review action items. Rachel, you got a whole bunch.
Yes.
Are you feel like you know what you need to be doing?
Yes.
Okay, and then Rachel and Manuel are going to work together for a Facebook ad campaign. You're going to finish up brochures that will be available for Summer Trail Series. Everyone has the assignment of come with dog park ideas, and then we'll be reviewing these park brochures. If everybody could have a chance with them in the next month, that would be great. If it takes us longer than that, that's okay, but try to keep them for like 4 or 5 days and move them on. Arbor Day, we are rolling in to our group. Okay, all right. Next meeting, May 28th. Next time we will see you, though, for any of you that are available, please come to the Kite Festival, come to the tables, and then just help out. We will order shirts. Do you have a shirt? Did you get a shirt yet?
No.
The city will order shirts eventually for our new group coming in. But if you have your shirts, wear your shirts, or we will be ready to help you. Okay, thank you. We are very adjourned.
They're the Marines.